Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello.
What's up, Vankas?
Hello, Vankas.
Oh my God, we're back. We had
your favorite two boys.
Yes.
Brian Muller and Matt Elisoffen here to bring you the updates from Spa.
The quote-unquote race review. I don't know if it was a race, but something happened.
Something happened there.
So, Brian, I have a lot, you know, you thought it was going to be a short podcast. I think this might actually be the longest podcast because, you know, even what it takes, it gives this sport. So, Brian, for our longtime listeners, Brian, when we talked about Silverstone, Brian talked about like instant cum, like when you went around, when Max and Lewis went around Cop's Corner and it was just like 1-2 pump chump, right?
Right.
And it was insta-cum. I feel like what happened in Hungary going into the break was like edging. Like we were edging, right? So imagine
there was definitely some stuff coming. I mean, you know, we might have been edging, but there might have been some stuff coming.
No, but you were. I mean. But like the craziest thing happened, and then we went on break. So it was like no more. You got to wait. So it's like you're having sex with your dream person, Brian. Who's your dream person?
Who's my dream person
to have sex with right now? Charles Leclerc,
my girlfriend.
Okay, so you're having sex. Okay, you're having sex with your girlfriend.
Yeah,
and she's like. And it's like the best sex you've ever had.
Right.
And she's like, and you're about to both come together. And then she's like, wait, don't come. Don't come yet.
Right.
Wait like a month. Wait like a month. Wait like an entire month. That's Hungary, right? Because it's the best. Oh, my God. Now wait a month. So we're waiting like a whole month. And then qualifying happened. We'll get into qualifying. Well, because qualifying was amazing, right? We'll get into qualifying right now. Like, I never watched
qualifying. Qualifying is all we really have to talk about.
Well, no, we have other things to talk about. But so qualifying is like, I'm so starved for content. I'm on the East Coast now. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll see what this qualifying is about. I'll actually wake up for this. You know, I run down and it's the coolest thing ever. I never watched qualifying. And George puts it on pole, almost on pole. He comes in a shocking second. I'm about to come. And then Kat goes, no, Brian, not yet. Don't come yet. There's still race tomorrow. And Brian, you sent me a text, right? It's going to be rain. I'm like, oh, and then Lando crashed. And we're like, oh my God. And it's like, no, wait. Kat's like, wait, don't come yet. We've been waiting a month. We have qualifying. Like maybe you're like, maybe she's going to do something special with it. Maybe it's going to be something unexpected. Like, I mean, it's going to be worth the wait. It's going to rain. It's a 1 month of edging. And you're like, yes, this is going to be great. George is a second. And they're saying it's the best qualifying ever. And then it's raining. You're like, oh, my God. And then Michael Massey comes in from behind and kicks you in the nuts. He comes in and you've been edging for a whole month with your dream girl. And you got kicked in the nuts.
And then it's, what do they call that? There's like a porn category for that where it's just like torture. It's like, you know, it's like genital torture.
Well, you know, I don't want to kink shame because I dated a few girls who like, that's what the guys were into. They're like, there are guys who like, that's like the best case scenario. When a girl kicks them in the nuts. Like I once dated a girl who.
Right. Yeah. There's definitely people who want to get their nuts kicked.
That's the only way they get. That's the only way they that's can like, go. That's the only way it can happen for them.
You know someone who kind of like shows who like kind of you'll hang out with him and he has a black eye and you're like, what's going on? He's like, had a, you know.
It was a good night. It was a good night. Things like for sure went well. I mean, I ran downstairs.
So let me clarify this. So what you were saying was the edging was that we're going to see what? Just like a great race or we're going to see like Max and Lewis go out
again? Yeah, it was just like this amazing. After the Botas massacre, then we right. have to wait for a month, and we're like, oh my God, and it's just the
to
anticipation.
See Max
is,
and Lewis like yes. duke it out.
Like,
and
like,
it's going
like,
to be at Spa, which is like.
It's going to be at Spa, the, this legendary
the
race.
Fast, the yes. legendary track with the, yes. the fastest track in all of Formula One. And then we're looking, and it says it's going to rain, and I'm like, oh my fucking God.
And like, can I come now? And you're like, just wait, it's going to be so good. And I'm like edging, right. I'm edging, and then kicked in the nuts. And it was so humiliating because I come back home. I haven't seen my parents in like 2 years. My parents are, and I'm talking right. about this thing, Formula One. They're like, wait a minute, your beard is gray and you're talking about Formula. Like, who the fuck are you? I'm like, no, Formula One. Like, what did you do with my son? I'm like, Formula One is the coolest thing ever. I like turn on the TV. Like, it's Christmas. I'm a Jew. I didn't know what Christmas morning was. I, like, run down in my little socks, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's race day. I've been waiting a month. It's, like, Christmas at Spa. And I turn on, like, right. this is my passion. And they're like, well, they're not doing anything. They're just sitting around. This sucks. I'm like, no. They're like, you suck.
It does suck.
You suck, Matt.
Sunday sucked yeah. is the reality. Is that, like, you know, it was so annoying. I was just kind of like, it was as if that the Formula One had never experienced a day where it was raining.
Before. They never experienced it quite like that. They usually, I think, because if they have a pocket where it's not raining, they can get in there and clear the track. And then even if it starts right. raining again, it's clear enough. So they just didn't have like even one moment, I think. Like, it's never happened. They've never done that in a race before. And what's interesting is like, When you look through the history, it's like, or you watch like Rush, it's like, or if you, it's like FIA has always been like having to decide between driver safety and money. And they're always right. like, fuck driver safety. And then today they were like, and yesterday, on qualifying, they were like, fuck driver safety. But on Sunday they were like, we have to decide between driver safety and money. And then they were like, wait, there's a third way. There's actually a third way. We could just fuck the fans. That way we have driver safety and we get the money. And they're like, perfect. Let's do it. So like,
that's so true.
That's like the new, they found like, it's like they hacked the matrix, you know? And right. that's what they're going to do now is like, we can keep the driver safe and we can make all the money. We just fuck the fans.
Well, you know, it's interesting because in qualifying, you know, after the whole Lando thing happened, I was pretty like, and, you know, it was raining and Lando, everyone was kind of like asking for a red flag. They're like, these conditions are like crazy. There was also a huge crash in the W series, mm-hmm. all at that same corner where like six cars all yes. spun out at Eau Rouge. And that's where Lando came off.
And that's where you had the death.
That's where he also had the death a couple years ago.
Hubert, yeah.
And, you know, there was, some choice moments on the radio where, you know, Vettel was fucking pissed off. And, you know, I just got a red flag. I told him to stop it.
Can I go on? Can I talk about Vettel for a second?
But just give me one sec.
Okay.
After that crash with Lando, especially with Lando, who's like, he's so young that he's kind of like, I feel like he's never actually crashed a car. I'm like, has he ever actually like been in a serious crash? It seemed like it was kind of like, you know, he probably hasn't been in that many crashes.
On PlayStation.
On PlayStation, there's been lots of crashes.
He's had some major shunts on F1 2018,
major
man.
Major shunts on...
he's got so one true. Twitch video that's got like 5 million views, right? Where he's just like, that was epic. But no, not in the RL.
Yeah, this is like the first time that he's actually like experienced like some, you know, intense G-force. And I really did have this pit in my stomach about the race on Sunday, because given the forecast, I was really, you know, it's like we joke on this podcast and we like fuck around and we talk about them dying in a kind of casual way because that's part of the sport. And I think everyone does that. But then I was really like, I had this pit in my stomach of, I was like, what's going to happen tomorrow? And I was like really concerned that like something really bad was going to happen. So to some degree, the fact that like when it was raining and it seemed like the race just like wasn't going to happen on some level, I did, you know, breathe a sigh of relief.
I'm okay that the race didn't happen. It was just the way they strung it along and they should have like some way to reschedule it or give the fans the money back or like I don't think they should have had a race. I don't think they should have had a race. I just think the way they handled it was poor. And also what's really funny is like, what is the way like all stewards talk? Like, Brian, ask me any question and I'll answer it. Like, ask me a question.
So what are your plans tomorrow?
It's an interesting question. I'm not sure yet. I'll have to get back to you on that. Like, why do they, like, they're so mealy-mouthed and mumbly. Like, what they teach? Like, it's like the people on the team, they ask a straightforward question, like, so will Perez be racing today? Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to check back with you. Are their mics, is there something wrong with their mic levels? Like, why do they all sound like mumbling idiots on the other side of the phone?
The image you get of like what they're actually doing and like what the vibe actually is that they're it's like they like say like and then they like go in
it's like a Christopher Nolan movie on the other side of that fucking thing.
Well, they say that and they like go into like it's like they're a bunch of like my image of you know in that like in the in the South Park episode where they like take the Family Guy, they take like one ball from
the manatees.
The manatees. It's just like there are a bunch of manatees that are just like, yeah, we'll discuss that. And then they like kind of go in. They're like, what should we do? What should we do? And it's all just like fucking like old farts, probably. It's probably just like a bunch of old guys who don't like really understand what's going on.
Well, first Perez can't race and he can race. And also it's like, well, then other people are saying, the F1 can't refund because it's actually the track owners. So like, would actually be the business owners that would be suffering. I'm like, then it's like if one race is getting like, then you don't get to fucking own Spa, okay? Like, right. I'm sick and tired of like people who own tons of, I don't feel sorry for people who own shitloads of land. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like the Milwaukee Bucks is like, well, we better get money from Wisconsin, otherwise we're going to move. Oh, then you don't get to own a fucking team. You don't get to do the cool thing.
Can we talk about what happened with the people that own Spa?
I don't know what happened with the people that own Spa.
Do you not remember? I sent you this news article a couple like a week ago, on August 15th. Okay, the circuit director, Natalie Millet, has died at age 51 in what is reported to be a double murder suicide.
Oh, that's what it. She owns Spa.
They own Spa. So I think the story is that the people that own Spa. Yes, is that the people that own Spa, the husband, it was a couple, and the husband of the couple walked in on his wife cheating on him with another woman and then murdered them both and then killed himself.
Those were the owner of Spa?
Yes.
I saw that headline because, Brian, you send me 100 things about Formula One. I'm like, oh, like some racetrack. That was Spa? How come?
That was Spa.
This is the problem with the lamestream media. Is nobody's talking about the real shit. There's a cover-up going on, and you're only hearing about it here on the Red Flag.
Yeah, no one's talking about this because you know why? Because it's not like crystal clean, and it's actually fucking crazy. Well, so this is the article. Okay, so it says the Spa Francorchamps circuit director Natalie Millet has died at age 51 in what is reported as a double murder-suicide. Millet's body was found by the local police in her Luxembourg home alongside the body of her husband and another woman, all three showing gunshot wounds. According to a statement issued by Luxembourg's public prosecutor, Millet's husband is believed to have shot and killed both women before committing suicide.
Oh.
So
the owners of Spa, it might be like the kids, or it might have been in administration.
Well, yeah, the owners of Spa like are no longer able to, you know, weigh in. So there's some type of like thing. So I mean, this race was cursed from the start.
Jesus.
And honestly, it's like I do have to give it to, you know, to everyone for not actually having the race because we didn't want fucking any more death associated with fucking Spa.
Spa is cursed. Holy shit. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Wow. No one, I've listened to 100 podcasts about it.
No one's talking about it. No one's talking about it because all of Formula One media is bought
corrupt.
And paid for by Formula
One.
It's corrupt.
Lewis gave this thing. Corrupt. Lewis gave a thing about like the fans are so great for doing this. Like the FIA, F1 really screwed them here. And they the F1 website, they just said, wow, what such great fans. Like, they just clipped his quote.
Right.
It's like total Pravda. It's totally corrupt. F1 has such a stranglehold on all the narratives. So, yeah, F1 is very corrupt. And the only way you're going to get the straight dope is on the Red Flags podcast.
That's right.
So
this
I want to just say,
you're gonna hear about it.
I want to say a quick thing about Vettel, who is, like, we talk a lot about daddies. He is number one daddy for me, and he's now my favorite race car driver, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like, he says, like, oh, you know, we should red flag it. We should red flag it. Like, and then it happens, and he does. So he does the daddy thing, which is, like, we shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
And then the bad things happen. He's like, I fucking told you so. Mm-hmm, and then he goes, mm-hmm. and he slows down in his car, and he checks on sweet baby Lando, and he gives a thumbs up, and then he goes, he's okay. He's okay. He's fine.
Yeah.
Like, he checks in. And that was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And then there was another daddy moment. This was the coolest thing ever. Was like, there was like nothing going on. And they go like, oh, fuck. Let's throw it to Mick Schumacher driving his dad's Jordan, you know, first thing.
Right.
You say Mick Schumacher, he's in the car. And he's like, I don't really know how to drive this. And you're like, surely Michael Schumacher. And we're going to have this amazing father-son moment between Michael Schumacher and Mick Schumacher. And Michael Schumacher is going to be like, well, son, here's what you do with the throttle and the clutch. And a man comes in and you're like, surely it's going to be great race car driver Michael. No, it's fucking randomly Sebastian Vettel. And Sebastian Vettel teaches Mick Schumacher how to drive his dad's car. It was like, what the fuck? But I was so here.
Well,
he's like,
well, you know, I just found out what's the deal with Michael Schumacher. He had a traumatic brain injury in 2013.
So does that mean
he's like,
how incapacitated is he?
He's like pretty incapacitated. Oh, like, wow. I don't think that like he's like made like any public appearance. He fell while skiing.
I thought he recovered from that.
No, I mean, I think he did recover. I mean, they thought he was going to die, but then like he did somewhat recover, but he's still like a bit of like a shell of his former self. I think that like he can't really fully communicate properly.
Oh, I see.
I think so that even puts that into perspective more so why Vettel feels this sense of like, I'm going to take care of this kid.
Yes.
Because there was definitely like a real sense. I actually saw a video of Vettel and Michael Schumacher kicking a soccer ball with each other during
they're both German.
He's like the guy that he always looked up to, and now he's the one who's like become the father figure for Mick, like in terms of, because you know Michael can't be there. And it's interesting because it's like in the beginning, we kind of didn't understand why everyone was obsessed with, like, people who've been watching Formula One for years, like, all fucking love Vettel.
Yes.
But as, like, new fans, we kind of didn't get it.
Yes.
We were like, what's going on? Like, why is this guy's, like, I don't know, he just kind of, like, fucks around.
Yeah.
And, like, is he that good? Like, I know he won championships, but he's just kind of, like, I don't know. It's like, what's the deal? And the more that you, you know, get to know him and, like, see him and his little, you know, he really doesn't give a shit in a way that's, it's kind of, like, it's similar to Lewis in a certain respect, because they both kind of have a global perspective. They're like, we don't care about this race necessarily, like we care about the larger perspective. Like Lewis being like, the fans should get their money back, is like, that's what like a veteran of the sport who doesn't have that much left to prove, he can piss some people off and be like, you should give them their money back. But there's something also about how Vettel does it, where it's just kind of like, he's so he's not nearly as like scripted as Lewis. He's just kind of like shooting from the hip.
Well, so in a way that's just so fun. Well, what's funny is they're both identical in the sense that they give a shit, and they're like, and they're sort of bigger than any other person in the sport. So they can, they're both champions, and they can like afford to just say the controversial thing. But what's funny is like, what I find so interesting, and I don't mean this as a critique of Lewis, I just find it fascinating, is like, so Lewis is like, he like shows up to the paddock this week. He's in flannel and like leopard print. he's like too cool to even like walk. He's got the little scooter. He's got the crazy shoes with the laces. I mean, he dresses like Kanye would be like, whoa, like slow up. I mean, he dates celebrities. He's taking pictures on like yachts. And like he's like just egregiously wealthy, like flamboyant lifestyle, and then he'll get on the mic and be like, you know, I'm just a man of the people. It's like it's so jarring. And
yeah,
I'm like, whereas like Vettel does the same thing, but he looks like a high school guidance counselor for at-risk kids. Like he just looks like he actually looks the part. And what I find so brilliant about Lewis is like he's able to do like so he'll just like I was listening to a podcast where he's being interviewed and they're like and he's able to like walk that line where like he flaunts his wealth, but it's like inspirational. Like someone asked him like, hey, Lewis, like, what do you think about like putting like pictures of you on like a yacht? He's like, oh, no, I do it to like inspire people, you know, because like so kids like me from humble backgrounds because he like you can have it, too. I'm like, really? Because like to an outsider, it just looks like, fuck you, suck my dick. Look at this cool yacht that I have. Like if Lewis
well, anyone could say that. Anyone could be like, I'm on a yacht, like follow your dreams.
No, but you most know? People just say I'm on a yacht, like suck my dick. And but he's like and he posts like full like thirst traps, like mirror, like look at my abs, look how hot I am, like doing the blue steel face. Like full narcissist, like thirst traps, which is fine. I'm okay with that. But then in the captions he's like, been really working on my body, like trying to stay healthy, trying to stay positive, like trying to I'm like like he's able to like do both, and that's why he's so mega famous, because he gets to have his cake and eat it too. Like he gets to live the I'm awesome like rapper at like superstar rock star lifestyle, but then also be like humble, like so humble, like just a regular guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like there's like a picture of him passed out with his dog.
Yeah,
with his dog Roscoe.
Who's a model, by the way, who he literally sends out on modeling. And he had his dog's sperm frozen so he could, like, clone more. I mean, if Lewis could descend from...
Is that true?
Yeah. If Lewis, it's like, he never does any...
He froze his dog's sperm?
Well, because he had to... So he didn't want to snip his dog because Lewis is like, everything that I own will fuck. But, like, Lewis was like... Well, you know, I was not going to snip Roscoe because I want to, you know, he's a beautiful mate. And, you know, I want to have more Roscoes. But he kept having nightly emissions. And,
oh my God.
And he goes, poor guy was just so frightened every time he'd wake up being like, what's going on? So we had to snip him. But, you know, he's just too beautiful a dog. So I decided, you know, to freeze some sperm. So, you know. So I mean, if Lewis could descend from a spaceship before every race, he would do it. It's just he doesn't have the technology yet. But so like, so the way that he just descends like from the heavens, but then just says like, you know, I'm just a man of the people. You know, it's just like it's unbelievable, and it's just like.
Well, he's certainly singular. It's like when you watch every other driver walk into the paddock, they're wearing like they all wear skinny jeans, which is like. Okay. Like Max, it's like they all wear skinny jeans. They're like the polo with their team.
Yeah.
And like half of them are like wearing a backpack. And it's like Lewis wouldn't be caught dead wearing like with his backpack, like with his laptop in it. There's something of like, it's also just like when I see, it's like Max is walking into the paddock like with his backpack. I'm like, this isn't school time, babe. Like, if you want to be world champion, you got to put the backpack with an assistant and you got to lengthen out those jeans because the skinny jeans aren't doing it.
Yeah. So Lewis is obviously just one of a kind. And that's why he's the most famous guy other than like, he's a great racer, but he's able to do those two things. And Vettel is the same way, but he's just in the, like, he's just fully Bernie Sanders. Like he's fully just frumpy young Bernie. I also want to talk about quickly Mercedes in the qualifying, how they fucked up again.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, well, we need to talk about of the actual like stories of like what actually happened with this race and the big stories of Formula One, because ultimately this race was boring, frustrated. There wasn't a race. They did two laps behind the safety car just so they could say that they actually like had a race, and the qualifying became the actual, you know, the final result of the race. They gave them half points because if you don't complete, the rule is that if you don't complete 75% of the laps, then you only get half points.
But you have to do at least
so they
two.
Were like we have to do at least two. So they're like, you know what? Let's just do two behind the fucking safety car. Nikita Mazepin's going to get fastest lap.
That was the biggest fuck you. That was the actual, like, nail in the coffin to my rage.
Yeah.
Was that he got fastest lap.
Yeah, but so, and then also in classic Haas fashion, they tweeted, "The streets will never forget. Hashtag Haas, hashtag Belgian GP with Nikita Mazepin getting fastest lap. The streets will never forget. I mean, they're just like a shitty comedy troupe.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, UCB is no longer, you know, in New York, so I think they're picking up the mantle where UCB left it off. And the UCB, the fucking Matt Besser is now working for Haas, wow. And because UCB's falling on hard times.
That is a deep cut.
But no, let's talk about Mercedes, because over the break, the whole question was, is Russell going to get this seat, or are they going to stick with Bottas? And they said before the break that they were going to give us an answer during the fucking summer break, and the summer break came, the summer break went, and no fucking answer. And we started to get like pieced together like little bits of information, little pieces here and there, but nothing fully. And at the press conference before Spa, they had Russell and Bottas together in a press conference. And in said press conference, they both alluded to the fact that they both knew what Mercedes' decision was. But they weren't going to tell any. They weren't going to say it. Also, Bottas had also said in another interview that Hamilton had flat out said to Bottas, "I want you to be my teammate." There was also reports of, you know, Toto saying that he and Lewis were like on the same page, and like Lewis is going to have to, you know, he's going to have to think about the team more than himself as an individual driver. So it seemed like the vibe was Lewis wants Bottas because Lewis is afraid of Russell, and he's like, no, my time's not done yet, and I don't want Russell coming in here and challenging me and maybe perhaps beating me in this Mercedes car. So it feels like that tension was what was driving them not making this decision. But you know, it's like I've been kind of a little bit out on Russell, but after this qualifying, if Mercedes does not pick him to be their driver, it is a full hit job by Lewis Hamilton. I mean, it's fully them going against their own self-interest. It's going against the interest of the team because they don't want because Russell is at this point clearly the better driver.
Remember when Lando got third or something like 4 or 5 races ago, and Lewis was like, "Oh, such a good driver, Lando. What a good driver. Love Lando. What a talent.
Yeah.
For a British young driver."
Right.
George Russell just got second in like shitty. He qualified second in like one of the worst cars on the grid. Crickets from fucking Lewis. Nothing.
Well, yeah, in the press conference after qualifying, he said he was like, he had forgot. He was like, "Oh, yeah. And George too. Great qualifying from George, I guess." It was one of these things where it's like, he does not fuck with George. He doesn't fuck with him. And
yeah.
And it feels very clear.
Well, I mean, I get it. Like you're like the biggest superstar in the world. You've done everything right. And it's like, you can win the Constructors' Championship with Bottas. It's not like you can't.
Right.
So like, and I was like looking at Bottas' results this year. He's coming like second, third, fourth. He's actually done better than Perez if you look at it.
Yeah.
So no, like,
Perez has been shit in the bed.
Well, I'm just saying like, he's been doing better than Perez. So like,
yeah.
So from the perspective of like Constructors' Championship, Bottas hasn't been that bad. He got his tire, like his bad results were not, except for the one horrible thing where he ruined the whole race and then he had the grid penalty. But for this race, he got his tire. They fucked him on the pit stop. I mean, it wasn't really his fault. He's been having a decent season.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a very good driver, but Russell is just. Is been outperforming like in that Williams in like a ridiculous degree, to the point where it's like, you know, they gave him a few years to develop as an F1 driver, and it's like he's ready,
but he has one more year at Williams, so there is an argument that's he has one more year he has a one more year under the Mercedes like umbrella. So they like if they say, hey, you got to spend one more year at Williams, he can't do shit.
Right.
And then after that contract is up, like, what is he not going to sign with them? Was he going to sign? Yeah. I mean, unless Red Bull, like, he's going to go to Mercedes. Like, it's really, Mercedes is holding all the cards. I mean, it would be disgusting if they didn't pick him, but like, and it would just be sad, like, meritocracy, like, because Lewis is always the one talking about meritocracy and like how it's important that people should be like allowed, like, the cream should rise to the top based on merit. And I think the longer they wait, I think the worse it looks for George. I mean, they're definitely going to not want to, if they're picking Bottas, they're not going to want to announce it now, like right after he got fucking second.
Yeah, I know.
Mercedes has been pissing me off because I was watching qualifying for the first time and they fucked up on the tires. Like, they did something wrong with the tires. And I was like getting certain vibes like from Mercedes. I've realized this is the vibe of Mercedes. Mercedes is like the hot guy with the, like, I've heard women talk about this. Mercedes is the hot guy with the huge dick who doesn't really, who just knows it and just doesn't try it sex. Because, like, usually it works. Like, I knew, I talked to this girl about this. I'm going to say her name. You're going to bleep it out. Okay, ready?
Okay. Yes.
Dated a guy on the football team.
Yeah.
She was a stud, right? She said he had he was so hot, he had the biggest dick. But she actually didn't like having sex with him that much because she just said, he was like, I'm huge, I'm hot, like, you love it.
Right,
like, just
right,
take
right.
it, just take it. And that's got him through most of his life. But, like, you know, God forbid there's a problem, he doesn't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? And he doesn't care because that hotness, that studness, and that dick has gotten him through, like, that's Toto Wolff, right? He's 6'5", he's hot. Everybody loves him. Whereas, like, Christian.
Yeah.
Christian picks
he's short.
Christian picks that girl up. He's made a reservation.
Yeah.
If her sink is clogged, like, he knows how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he's eating that box.
Yeah.
Like, you ask that football player for, like, hey, can we do a little foreplay? He's like, what? You're not, like, just gushing when you see me? You know what I'm saying? Like, Christian knows how to do. And by the way, Christian's not doing this because he's a nice guy. He just knows that's what you need to do when you're Christian to get Ginger Spice to be obsessed with you. And
you have to. You have to learn gymnastics. He's doing back handsprings.
Yeah, and he's just and if you know how to eat box, like, that can overcome a lot of looks, cock, or honestly personality defects. And I think you know who knows how to eat box. George fucking Russell knows how to eat box because
he's had to learn.
He's had to learn
how to learn these last years.
He's had to learn, and that's been good for him because he has to learn. Because everyone says he's a very tactical racer, and like Williams, they stayed out. They like didn't go. They were like, wait. They edged right. They were like, let's not go out yet. Let's wait for the conditions to change. Let's charge up our. We could do two or three laps in Q3, or we could do like one good one. They were like, let's wait.
Right.
Let's charge up our power unit. Let's throw on these tires, like these specific tires, because Mercedes was like, load out this tire. They were like licking every lollipop. So then come race time, they just have a bunch of sticky, shitty lollipops. Like, you know what I mean?
So like, so true. So
they're like, yeah, what about, or like using every condom. Like, just try, and then they have no condoms. Come race. They were so lucky, honestly, that the race didn't run because then they would have been fucked tire-wise. So like, honestly, this was a good result for Lewis. So I just think that, so George was like, so this was foreplay. George has learned to eat box, and basically he got P2, which is basically scoring like Charlize Theron in like with like looking like Wallace Shawn. You know what I'm saying? Like the My Dinner with Andre Vincini guy from My Princess Bride.
Right.
From Princess Bride.
Right.
So
right.
Inconceivable. That guy. That's what the Williams car is. It's Wallace Shawn. Bagging like Halle Berry, Charlize Theron, like you pick it. Or if you're a guy, you know,
Charles Leclerc.
So honestly, I'm so happy, you know, because George Russell used to be just like a hot guy with a huge schlong, but he's also learned to eat box.
Yeah, because he's had to eat shit for the last 3 years.
And he knows how to do foreplay.
Yeah.
You ask Toto to do foreplay, he's going to be like, huh? What?
Yeah.
You're not like, yeah. So,
which I do think that maybe I do have to on some level maybe give it to Toto, because as much as like Mercedes can be a fucking shit show in that exact way, like when I was watching qualifying and they were just like, they brought them out on like one set of intermediate tires and they're like, wait, no, come back in. Like, we'll do the other one. Like, everyone else is on wets. So it's like, it was the same. It was like Hungary all over again where they were just kind of like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. But I will say that like Toto, I think there is a degree of genius with Toto where it's kind of like, he does appreciate the drivers who have like gone through shit. And he's not, and he doesn't like, he's talked about it in multiple interviews where he's like, adversity is like what makes a great driver. He's like, that's why he loves Lewis. He's like, he loves Lewis because of like all the shit that Lewis like went through in order to like get where he was. And I think with someone like Russell, it was like, well, this guy hasn't really like been through anything. So like, let's put him on Williams and that will be his wound. Let's throw him on Williams for 3 years and let's just let him suffer on Williams and dangle this carrot. And that will be like George's wound to kind of like turn him into the, like the rabid animal that Toto wants him to be.
I don't know, man. I think
that's a generous take towards Toto.
That's a generous take. They've designed a great car and they've hired the best driver. What else have they done? I don't know. That's the question.
I mean, I'm sure in years where they were like, it was like a little bit closer. There was like not every championship year that like for Mercedes was just like a complete domination by Lewis. There was like some years where like they had to have some strategy. The years with fucking
to beat Nico Rosberg, their own fucking
to beat
teammate.
His own teammate.
That was their biggest failure, was when Nico beat Lewis. That was like they probably truly tried everything they could. No, it got a little touch and go there with like Ferrari, but it wasn't like it is now.
Right.
And the fact that they're reacting like they put on the wrong tires, and like it's like even Gunther was like, yeah, obviously you put on these tires.
Yeah.
You know, like, how the fuck are they reacting to Gunther? Like, everybody got it right except Mercedes.
Yeah.
Because everybody like under, maybe, everybody maybe knows since, how to do foreplay.
Maybe since Niki Lauda passed, they've just been like fucking like sucking in that way. And they've just been able to get by because they had just have the better power unit and they have like,
on their
car.
Looks. On their looks and their
on
cack.
Their looks alone.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, you know, in this same kind of like, you know, area is the Perez situation. And I think that so it's the official thing that Perez is now coming back for the next season, right?
Yeah.
I think that's official.
Like, which I was like, yawn.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of annoying. It's boring. There's also a level where like Perez really like hasn't performed that well. Like he hasn't been a Gasly or an Albon from the last couple of years, but like he's doing better than they did in that second Red Bull seat. But like Max is so clearly dominating, and like even the race that Perez won, it was because Max's tire blew out, and then Lewis fucked up. He's like, he shouldn't have won that race.
Two crazy things had to happen for him to win that race.
Exactly. But then in this one. During the formation lap, he fucking crashes the car.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And he was going to be like in sixth, and then he crashes the car.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, the thing is, you have to like, I look at their results, and he's like fourth, fifth, fourth, third. Like, basically, when you come in fourth in a Red Bull, that's like coming in last.
Right. Right.
That's like the worst. Like, and coming in fifth is like negative one because you have the first or second best. So because it's you, Lewis, Max, and Valtteri Bottas.
Right.
So there's only four guys you're really competing with. So every time you come in fourth, you kind of just fucked up. So he's coming fourth, fifth, sixth, and I'm like, Lando's. And also when you look at like how come when you look at Ferrari, and when you look at Alpine, those drivers are like, those are drivers that are close. So they're both maximizing the car. Like so when you see where they are in the driver, when you see where Ferrari is in the driver standings. When you see where Alpine is in the driver's standings, like you're like, okay, those two teams are like right where they should be given their car.
Right.
Where you look where like AlphaTauri is, or you look where McLaren is, when when you have like a huge disparity, you're like, okay, one of these drivers is fucking up. And like, so like it is, when you look at Ferrari and Alpine, you now like, it's like, okay, so it's possible to have teammates that are like within a few points of each other.
That's like seemingly in certain ways it can be like a bad thing, but like it's also like that's what you hope for, that you have like drivers that are, that there's not a huge disparity between the two. It just makes me feel like, give fucking Gasly his seat back, because Perez has done like fine for this year, but like give fucking Gasly a seat back, because Gasly outperforms every fucking race. He's not the driver that he was when that all that shit happened. He's had his fucking wound. His best friend fucking died. He got his fucking seat taken away from him, and he's turned into a completely different driver now. Give fucking Gasly a seat back.
Or put Albon back in the AlphaTauri seat.
Yeah.
And let Albon and Gasly fight to the death.
That would be sick.
Then it's on. I want to see that battle now.
That would be really fun to watch.
And then all of a sudden, AlphaTauri is a fucking serious team. Yeah, that team that team sucks to compete against. Because you see AlphaTauri's in like sixth.
Yeah.
But that's because Yuki Tsunoda is like way behind.
Yeah.
Like, think about where, and also, like, same thing with McLaren. Think about where McLaren would be if Danny Ricciardo was close to, like, McLaren could be in third right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I think you put Gasly in there. I mean, what's the point of your whole driver development program if you're just going to hire Perez?
Yeah, I know. It's just like, and Christian just doesn't fucking like Gasly. It's like, Christian's like a little bit like, you burned me once, and like, that's it. And I think that's like a little bit, that can be a fault of his, that he's just like a little bit like, he takes things, it's like, he has like a one strike policy.
They lick the lollipop once and they throw it away, except those lollipops are fucking human beings.
Yes,
they're human lives. So they have, and Albon is like a human being who is a very good driver. And then they're like, now let Yuki in, like, then Yuki's going to flame out.
Right.
I mean, Yuki's not looking good. Let's just face it. I mean, he's having a rookie year, but so I think
not much. I mean, in terms of other than that, within this, I mean, you know, there was nothing really to fucking talk. I mean, this thing was, the other notable thing was that Ricciardo got fourth after fucking Lando spun out.
Yeah, well, Lando was going to get pole.
Lando was looking like he was going to get pole. Lando was going to get pole, but he spun out. And then Ricciardo wound up getting fourth and, you know, finishing in fourth after, you know, because that was his qualifying, which was, you know, it's good for him. And even fourth, even though Lando spun out, is still a good result for him. So maybe it's the beginning. It's like a little bit of a confidence boost for him.
I don't know. He was like a second behind or 2 seconds behind in the other. Also, that's the cool thing about qualifying is like, you see how close they are to getting eliminated. He was on a fucking knife's edge.
Yeah,
he was like so close to being eliminated.
Yeah,
and he's so annoying. Honestly, I don't know why I keep rooting. I'm like, you're so annoying. You are so annoying. But then I'm still rooting for him when push comes to shove. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, because he's your first love.
He's your first. Yeah, he's the first love. We lost our virginity. Yeah, we can't ever get
and
it
you didn't,
out
and you
of
know
our.
What? And he didn't cheat on you. He just like moved, He just like went to another school, and then just like when you saw him the next time, he just like was wearing an outfit that you were like, "Who is this person?"
We grew up.
We just like kind of were like, we just went down different paths, didn't we?
But on the grid this week, he was like, I don't know if you heard, but it's my 200th
Grand Prix.
My 200th Grand Prix. It's kind of a big deal. It's like, Jesus,
shut
dude.
Up.
But, you know, I like that he tried to entertain the fans.
Yeah.
Where Lando, they cut to, like, Danny Ricciardo was leading the wave for these poor people that paid so much money. Like, over $1,000. Like, when you look at airplanes and gas and lodging, they probably paid €1,000.
And
Danny Ricciardo was like, I'm going to give these people a show. I'm going to try to engage with them in some way.
Right.
And then it cuts to Lando, who's just asleep. Doesn't give a shit. It's a great cut. Because Lando is just an arrogant little
Lando's not a showman. Lando's like never been in a room with like 100 people before. Lando's been in a chat room with thousands of people, but Lando's doesn't have like, Lando's like if someone who's like funny on TikTok then tries to do like stand up, like it doesn't work. You know what I mean? It's like put me in front of a crowd and we'll see what, you know, like Ricardo's old school. Ricardo like wants to feel the pulse of the crowd. Like
he's
Lando,
a gladiator.
The whole thing could be a computer screen to Lando. It would be.
We prefer that.
If he could take his brain, put it into a chip and put it into a robot, he'd be like, that'd be sick.
It was another great moment was Lewis was on the radio because he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he goes, on the one hand, I'm happy I went to the bathroom. Yeah. On the other hand, a guy dropped a massive bomb in there. He goes, it was so huge. He goes, it's going to haunt me for life. He said, it's going to haunt. That's a direct quote.
Did he say that?
He goes, no, direct quote. It's going to haunt me for life. And what's funny is if you like read anything.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Right.
According to an Instagram model that he slept with who, big caveat here, didn't end well with him and her. So she had an axe to grind. But she came up with a really specific dig against him. That was so weirdly specific that it's kind of like the Richard Gere, John Travolta hamster thing. You just kind of believe it. No,
I don't know that. What is that?
There's a crazy Hollywood rumor.
Yeah.
That Richard Gere, either Richard Gere or John Travolta or both of them allegedly.
Yeah.
Got a gerbil stuck in their ass. Anyway,
never heard that.
And I had to get anyway, they put gerbils in each other.
Okay, what's the Lewis version?
This woman was, you know, DM'd by Lewis.
Yeah,
your style, you know, whatever. They started hooking up, but Lewis had a weird thing about people shitting in certain bathrooms.
Oh yeah, I think you told me this before. Yeah,
and he yelled at her, like he noticed that she went in a bathroom for like a long time, and he's like, yeah, you know, what are you doing in the bathroom? She's like, oh, I had to use it. And he's like, did you go number two in the bathroom? And she's like, yes. And he flipped out, and he's like, no, you can't go number two in that bathroom. Like, this is the bathroom for that. Oh my God. And like, right. And then she told another story where they were on a private plane and the pilot, like, you know, knocked the back out of it. And he was like ready to fire the pilot. And
he's got a thing. That fits. That fits with his whole.
He's OCD, clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a thing about poop. And and then you hear that, and then you hear that radio message, and you're sort of. It's kind of like when you read a Trump alleged thing, and then he says something, you're like, that sounds like something he would say.
Yeah. Yeah, you can definitely believe that. I mean, what the takeaway of this race is that the most interesting thing that happened was that Lewis was talking about a guy taking a shit in the bathroom. That's the real takeaway from the Belgian Grand Prix. It was ultimately like frustrating and annoying, and especially for Americans, because you wake up at fucking like 6 a.m. to watch this shit, and then you know. I was planning to watch it like later because I'm in Colorado right now. So I was going to have to wake up at like 7 a.m. I was already jet lagged, and I was just kind of like, you know, I'll just watch it after the fact. And then I was texting with you, and you were like, Perez is out already. And I was like, wait, what? Like, don't tell me. I'm not watching. And then you were like, the race hasn't even fucking started yet. And then all of a sudden I'm watching, right. And it's just like, oh, this race just isn't going to fucking happen. And it was just frustrating. I just like, you know, even like I was looking at the weather report, and like that night the rain was going to stop. And it was one of these things where it's like, don't you have lights? Can't you do this race at night? Like, can't you? It's like if on a fucking in baseball, if there's like a rain delay, and then they can like play the game like whenever. But this whole like it has to happen out in this like 3 hour period, and it's all so fucking like
they were really, you know, caught with their pants
stringent
down.
And it's like, well, this is the way that it's done, and it's just like, well, fucking make the race happen. Or don't, like, you know.
Do it on a fucking Monday. Get, like, punch the F3 race or the MotoGP race. Get rid of the, like, have those races not happen because no one gives a shit about those races.
Right.
I thought it was, the other thing that was so on brand was everyone was like, oh, I can't see shit. This is so dangerous. And Max was like, I think it's fine.
Yeah, that was amazing. Totally fine.
I have no trouble seeing because I'm in first place, and I don't care if literally everybody behind me dies.
Yeah, that's
because there's no
so
spray.
Fucking true.
Because when you're in first place, you don't get any spray from other cars.
Well, he was. Like, you know what's funny is that he was getting spray from the fucking like from the dinky little Mercedes. You know, not.
But he got less spray. He got.
But
spray.
No. But even when they had that spray, he was saying he was like, yeah, like you can't see anything out here. He was saying that like you can't see shit out there, but he was still saying that. With the fucking little dinky AMG Mercedes like car that like your dad, you know, like your rich friend's dad drives, but he was still had bad visuals with that. But he was still like, no, it's actually fine.
Yeah,
he was moving the car over. If you saw like when during the formation laps, he had his car like not behind the
you know, the common man's car because he couldn't fucking like see. So he had to like scoot over and he was like, no, it's okay though. It's okay. Like when I'm over here, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, everyone behind them literally can't see a goddamn thing.
Because he knows when the race starts, he's not going to have a car in front of him.
Exactly.
And Max also has nothing to live for other than victory. Like he will die.
And
that's why I love Max. That's why, and he doesn't care everyone behind him dies as long as he's like, woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah. I saw an amazing meme that was like, it was just like a picture of the track and they put like that it was all underwater.
And Max was
like, this is fine to drive in.
Max is a fucking
He's
legend.
A psycho.
And what, you know what was also really sad is I usually watch it on my computer, but I'm at this hotel and they had a TV. So I was like, let me queue it up on the TV. And I'm like, oh, it's on like ESPN 8 The Ocho. And it's like, it's on ESPN 2. Like instead, it's Sports Center is more important than it. Like Sports Center is on ESPN.
Right.
And it's sponsored by Mother's Polish. I'm like, this is the most important thing in my life. And it's just not taken seriously here. So that was kind of disheartening. Yeah. And
I mean, the whole thing was shitty and annoying. And hopefully this is, you know, we'll be able to have some exciting races to come. It was just like a bummer that we couldn't see. This track is so epic. And it's like, and it has the possibility to be so amazing. And for it to end like that was just like kind of a bummer. But,
the bit with the build up.
Yeah, we got some more stuff to build up, and I think that's, you know, I don't know if there's much coming up. I mean, we've got the Netherlands is our next race. That's on Sunday, and hopefully we can get some actually exciting things happening in not qualifying.
Well, they actually say it's like Monaco without walls, so we'll see.
Oh, really?
So it's apparently pretty boring.
Okay, but fuck with it.
We'll see. All right, Vankas.
Okay, Vankas. Until next time.
Bye.
Stay sexy. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.